This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration says that late Sunday that Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat Kurdish fighters that Syria, Turkish leaders see as a threat. U.S. forces have backed Kurdish fighters in the battle to reclaim control of areas from Islamic State fighters in Syria. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led military alliance that controls nearly one quarter of Syria's territory, said Sunday that any Turkish incursion into Syria would throw the entire region into indefinite instability. The Trump disclosure of a second whistleblower is threatening to undermine President Trump's argument that the original whistleblower complaint was improperly filed. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president and his allies have said that first complaint was largely based on secondhand information. But the attorney for the whistleblower now says a second person, who also works in intelligence, has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has firsthand knowledge that supports the original whistleblower. Meantime, President Trump's backers are having trouble saying he didn't cross the line in calling for China to investigate Joe Biden.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's what the president was really saying.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on ABC's This Week, where Democrat Hakeem Jeffries said the president has justified the House impeachment inquiry himself.
The president's own words in the public domain have indicated that he doesn't think there's any problem with soliciting foreign interference.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Kosovo citizens voted for new parliament Sunday amid calls for leaders to resume dialogue with Serbia. That dialogue is aimed at normalizing ties with Serbia, from which Kosovo won its independence in 2008. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.